After recent meetings focused on heliports, the Haynesboro Planning Commission considered a conditional use permit for another land use that has drawn opposition from neighboring residents, Turner Construction's gravel pit on Allen Road. One of the planning commissioners, Donnie Turner, temporarily left his seat at the table to sit in the audience as a representative of the construction company. In a 5-1 vote, the commission ultimately approved the gravel pit permit. After more than an hour of debate, Planning Commission Chair Rob Goldberg said this.
This is the hardest thing that we have to do as planning commissioners.
Goldberg said if it was up to him, he would not put a gravel pit in a residential area on Allen Road. But it's been there for decades, before the current restrictions on commercial industrial use in the borough were implemented. We inherited this, Goldberg said. Some neighboring residents have been fighting the gravel pit for years. Tony DeWitt is one of them.
I have been attending these meetings for 17 years now, and it does not get any easier. I am still passionate that this pit should have never been developed and permitted.
DeWitt and others have noise and safety concerns. They complained about Turner Construction using Jake brakes and operating at all hours. Joni Wagner pointed to a statement from the Turners in 1998, saying the material at the pit could take 10 to 15 years to deplete.
And that was 17 years ago. And now, I don't know if it was the last time or the time before, but Donnie says he thinks he's going to pass this pit on to his son. Okay, so it's been in operation for 23 years now. And we were told 10 years it would be done.
Craig Hagwood is another resident in that area.
The Turner Construction has had years to make his income and money back from the investment on a property that's not zoned for industrial use. When is it fair and equitable to the residents who want to live in peace and quiet in a residential area to begin the process to enjoy the privilege of living in the borough of Haynes?
You know, that's what our livelihood is.
That's Donnie Turner.
And the thing it says that we, you know, we've made enough money now, we shouldn't be able to make any more money. It'd be like if you asked you to say you've had your fishing permit and now you've made your money, so now you can just park your boat and you don't need to make any more money. I mean, I live here, I work here, you know, I think I deserve to make a living.
Planning Commissioner Brenda Josephson also balked at the they've made enough money argument. She referenced the Haynesboro Comprehensive Plan, in which sustaining local economy is a major priority.
It concerns me when I hear this sentiment that you've made enough money, you should not be allowed to do activity on your land. That's inconsistent with American land use rights that we have. And we need to protect all the interests of all the parties.
But Commissioner Heather Lendy said their responsibility isn't just to facilitate business, but to make choices that don't harm residents.
You know, we're saying, well, business is more important, but if it causes people to decide not to live here, to not live in our community, we're in big trouble because that's a big a portion, and we have to be cognizant of that, I think.
Lendy asked if Turner Construction could hire an expert who would conduct a geotechnical survey of the pit to help put residents' safety concerns about a slide happening at rest. But Turner said his company's work has made the site safer than before.
If I thought I was in danger, I would not do anything to endanger anybody. And so, no, I don't think there's any safety concern at all, period.
Some of the commissioners pointed out that Turner's gravel pit has received no formal complaints. That, in addition to the fact that gravel extraction is not a year-round, everyday operation, were reasons some commissioners gave to support renewing the permit. The Turners had renewed the permit 6 times before, and they asked this time around for a permanent permit, not just a 3-year one. Here's Commissioner Robert Venables speaking by phone.
I don't think that granting a permanent permit is really an appropriate move in light of the neighborhood concerns.
Venables proposed a 5-year permit. Other limits on the permit included hours of operation and Jake Brake's use only in case of emergency. In a vote of 5-1, the commission approved the 5-year conditional use permit. Lendy was the only vote against. Commissioner Venables encouraged Turner to focus extraction on the 1/3 of the gravel pit that falls in the residential area, which is the part that the company needs the conditional use permit for. Venables said the company needs to acknowledge the neighborhood concerns and try to wrap it up. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.